Jess. I close the apartment door behind me. I think of the way Sophie Meunier looked at me just now, like I was something she'd found on the sole of her shoe. She might be French, but I'd know her type anywhere. The shining black bob, the silk scarf, the swanky handbag. The way she stressed penthouse. She's a snob. It's not exactly a new feeling, being looked at like I'm scum. But I thought I sensed something else. Some extra hostility when I mentioned Ben. I think of her suggestion that he might have gone away.
"It's not a great time," he'd said on the phone.
But he wouldn't just up and go without leaving word. Would he? I'm his family. His only family. However put out he was, I don't think he would abandon me. But then, it wouldn't be the first time he's disappeared out of my life with little more than a backward glance. Like when suddenly he had some shiny new parents ready to whisk him away to a magical new life of private schools and holidays abroad and family Labradors and...
"Sorry, but the Danielses are only looking to adopt one child. Actually, it can be best to separate children from the same family, especially when there has been a shared trauma." As I said, my brother's always been good at getting people to fall in love with him. Ben, driving away in the back seat of the Daniels' navy blue Volvo, turning back once and then looking forward, onwards to his new life. No. He left me a voice note giving me directions, for Christ's sake. And even if he did have to leave for some reason, why isn't he answering any of my calls or texts? I keep coming back to the broken chain of his Saint Christopher, the bloodstains on the cat's fur, how none of Ben's neighbours seem prepared to give me the time of day. More than that, seem actively hostile. How it just feels like something here is wrong. I search Ben's social media. At some point, he seems to have deleted all his socials except Instagram. How have I only just realized this? No Facebook, no Twitter. His Instagram profile picture is the cat, which right now is sitting on its haunches on the desk, watching me through narrowed eyes. There isn't a single photo left on his grid. I suppose it's just like Ben, master of reinvention, to have got rid of all his old stuff. But there's something about the disappearance of all his content that gives me the creeps. Almost like someone's tried to erase him. I sent him a DM, all the same. "Ben, if you see this, answer your phone." My mobile buzzes.
"You have only 50 megabytes of roaming data remaining. To buy more, follow this link."
Shit. I can't even get by on the cheapest plan. I sit down on the sofa. As I do, I realise I've sat on Ben's wallet. I must have tossed it here earlier. I open it and pull out the business card stuck in the front. Theo Mendelssohn, Paris editor, Guardian. And scribbled on the card,
"Pitch story to him."
Someone Ben's working for, maybe. Someone he might have been in touch with recently. There's a number listed. I call, but it rings out, so I fire off a quick text. "Hi, it's about my brother, Ben Daniels. Trying to find him. Can you help?" I put the phone down. I just heard something odd. I sit very still, listening hard, trying to work out what the noise is. It sounds like footsteps passing down a flight of stairs. Except the sound isn't coming from in front of me. From the landing,
and the staircase beyond the apartment's entrance. It's behind my head. I stand up from the sofa and study the wall. And it's now, looking properly, that I see something there. I run my hands over the faded silk wall covering. There's a break, a gap in the fabric, running horizontally above my head and vertically down. I step back and take in the shape of it. It's cleverly hidden, and the sofa's pushed in front of it, so you wouldn't notice it at all unless you were looking pretty closely. But I think it's a door.